Friday, second week, ordinary time 2. Readings, first book of Samuel, chapter 24, verses 3 through 21. Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. First reading. First book of Samuel, chapter 24, verse 3. And he came to the sheepfolds by the way, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the innermost parts of the cave, and the men of David said to him, "Here is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you.' Then David arose and stealthily cut off the skirt of Saul's robe. And afterwards David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. He said to his men, 'The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put forth my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed.' So David persuaded his men with these words and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave and went upon his way. Afterward, David also arose and went out of the cave and called after Saul, 'My lord, the king.' And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth and did obeisance. And David said to Saul, 'Why do you listen to the words of men who say, "Behold, David seeks your hurt"? Lo, this day your eyes have seen how the Lord gave you today into my hand in the cave, and some bade me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, "I will not put forth my hand against the Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, see the skirt of your robe in my hand, for by the fact that I cut off the skirt of your robe and did not kill you, you may know and see that there is no wrong or treason in my hands. I have not sinned against you, though you hunt my life to take it. May the Lord judge between me and you. May the Lord avenge me upon you, but my hand shall not be against you. As the proverb of the ancients says, out of the wicked comes forth wickedness, but my hand shall not be against you. After whom has the king of Israel come out? And whom did you pursue? After a dead dog? After a flea? May the Lord therefore be judge and give sentence between you and me and you, and see to it and plead my cause and deliver me from your hand." When David had finished speaking these words to Saul, Saul said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. He said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have repaid me good, whereas I have repaid you evil. And you have declared this day how you have dealt well with me, in that you did not kill me when the Lord put me into your hands. For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away safe? So may the Lord reward you with good for what you have done to me this day. And now, behold, I know that you shall surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. Swear to me, therefore, by the Lord, that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house." Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verse 13. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he anointed 12 to be with him, and to be sent out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. Simon, whom he surnamed Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he surnamed Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus and Simon the Cananean and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then he went home. Theme. One people's goodwill can change others in the world. People have a tendency to hold on to their glorious past and to deny changes in their present life. They forget that they can't replay the past, and humankind must improve every day in every aspect of life. Vietnamese adages have many sayings that advise people to discard the conservative and the greedy of power attitudes, such as, "The old generation shall come to an end and be replaced by the younger generation." Or, "It is a sign of blessing if the son is better than his father." In God's plan of salvation, he didn't create people perfectly or revealed everything to men from the beginning, but he wants people to gradually come to perfection or to have better knowledge about him every day. Therefore, human beings need to have wisdom and open minds to welcome changes in their lives, not to hold on to the past. Today's readings concentrate on the need to have a good will and to accept changes for the better. In the first reading, Samuel wanted to kill David to hold on to his power, even though the prophet Samuel already told him that God had dethroned him. Finally, David opened his eyes to recognize God's will by refusing to kill him when he had the opportunity to do so. In the gospel, Jesus chose 12 imperfect men to be his apostles. He trained them to be his successors to bring the good news to all people on earth. Analysis, reading 1. "You are more righteous than I, for you have repaid me good, whereas I have repaid you evil." David's reaction. David knew that Saul wanted to kill him because he was jealous and wanted to hold on to his power. He must constantly be on the run to protect his life. The opportunity came so that he could kill Saul at En-Jedi, near the Death Sea, when Saul entered a cave to do his personal thing while David and his companions happened to be at the other end in the same cave. The people of David said to him, "Here is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you.'" David could let his companions kill Saul so that he shall no longer be hidden, but he was afraid to kill God's anointed one. He forbade them to do anything bad to Saul. He only came to the place where Saul hung his coat and cut off a small piece from it. This act might be a symbol to remind Saul of the event he unintentionally tore the skirt of Samuel's robe. After that, David came out of the cave and called to Saul, "My lord the king." And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth and did obeisance. David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men who say, 'Behold, David seeks your hurt'? Lo, this day your eyes have seen how the Lord gave you today into my hand in the cave. And some bade me kill you, but I spared you. I said, 'I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, see the skirt of your robe in my hand? For by the fact that I cut off the skirt of your robe and did not kill you, You may know and see there is no wrong or treason in my hands. I have not sinned against you, though you cut my life to take it. You hunt my life to take it. Saul's reaction. David's goodwill completely changed Saul's attitude to him. When David finished his discourse, Saul lifted up his voice and wept. He said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have repaid me good, whereas I have repaid you evil. And you have declared this day how you have dealt well with me, in that you did not kill me when the Lord put forward to the future." We must use our intellect and open our mind to welcome new revelation and make an effort to become better every day. Jealousy and selfishness are two reasons that prevent our advance. We should not let them prevent us to recognize God's will, to destroy the truth, and to kill the innocents.